Yehi ratzon milfanecha. Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu. You won't hear these words before Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, because it is the only Rosh Chodesh of the year for which we don't say Birkat HaChodesh. Various reasons are given for this. One which is most prominent is that of the Levush, quoted also in the Mishnah Berurah. He says that we have to keep hidden, in accord with the Pasuk, B'kesel Liyom Chagenu, the actual time of Rosh Hashanah, so that the Satan won't be able to come before God and accuse us of our many transgressions. The problem with this reason is that after a couple of years, we would expect the Satan to figure out what was going on and to realize that about 30 days after the previous Rosh Chodesh, there would be Rosh Hashanah. As a result of this, some other reasons are given, especially interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan, who says, how can we mention Rosh Chodesh and say that it will be at a certain time without mentioning Rosh Hashanah? And furthermore, he points out that we never even call it Rosh Chodesh. We just call it Rosh Hashanah. But the real reason is one that I figured out on my own and then found recorded in a book called Sefer Rosh Chodesh in the name of the father-in-law of the author. It goes like this. How can you get up and say Rosh Chodesh will be on only the first day of Tishrei, when in fact Rosh Hashanah is 2 days? Now, to explain this, you have to realize that on Rosh Hashanah, we do not mention Rosh Chodesh in the Musaf. We don't say the psukim of it or explicitly mention it. It's kind of buried in the plural musfei, that is to say, the reference to Musafs, you might say. And of course, the Musafim are those of Rosh Chodesh, as well as Rosh Hashanah, which is prominently stated. What's really the problem here? The problem is, as we mentioned before, that only the first day of Rosh Hashanah is actually Rosh Chodesh, and the second is not. Now, why is this? Originally, in the time of the Mishnah already, they made Rosh Hashanah, even in the land of Israel, where festivals are observed for only 1 day, into a 2-day holiday. This is because of the fact that they were concerned that the witnesses might come late in the day, and in the middle of a day on which they had already offered the morning sacrifices, they would suddenly find out that it was a holy day, essentially Rosh Hashanah. And this would cause all kinds of confusion, therefore they would have to finish out the first day as if it was a Rosh Hashanah, even though having not observed it in the morning, and then observe the next day. So the sages at some point decided simply to make the day a 2-day holiday in a similar way to a normal 2-day Rosh Chodesh, where the first day is the last day of the previous month and the second day is actually the first of the new month. The problem is that sometime between the 4th century and the early Middle Ages, when the standard Jewish calendar that we use, in which there's calculation rather than observation of the moon, became normative, it turned out that there would always be 2 days Rosh Hashanah on the 1st and 2nd of Tishrei. This shift meant that you could no longer identify the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah with the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. Hence, any attempt to announce the day of Rosh Chodesh, in which we would indicate that only the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, would lead to confusion and misunderstanding. Worst of all, we might see Zilzul Yom Tov. Essentially, we might see people being lenient with the second day because they would realize that it is not actually the day of Rosh Chodesh and therefore not what would have been Rosh Hashanah in the time of the Mishnah. And this, I think, is the real reason why we can't say Birkat HaChodesh. How can we stand up and say publicly that only one of the days of Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh? I want to pause to say a word about the wider significance of this idea. And this is really inherent in some words of the Aruch HaShulchan, because the Aruch HaShulchan points out that it doesn't make sense to mention Rosh Chodesh Tishrei and say it's on a certain day and not mention Rosh Hashanah because of the significance of Rosh Hashanah. And he then says really almost the same thing When he says v'od, and further, lo nikra Rosh Chodesh zeh b'shem Rosh Chodesh klal, we never call this Rosh Chodesh, we only call it Rosh Hashanah. What is he really saying? What's the meaning of a Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh really tells us that there is a kind of order to the world, that God created the world in a way that the natural order of the heavenly stars, moon, sun, that this natural order all goes on virtually automatically, even though we believe that God is the prime mover of all of it, whose power is always needed. But it appears to be the natural order. And just to go on, the so-called chukot shamayim v'aretz, the rules of how the heavens and earth operate. This is something regular. And so when we observe Rosh Chodesh, we are really commemorating the fact that there is a universe that just goes on in the way God created it, and that the astronomical bodies operate the way they do, and the astronomical forces operate the way they do. But when we come to Rosh Hashanah, we speak of God as the king. And the idea through the Malchuyot, Zichronot, and Shofarot is to speak about the immediacy of God in our own lives and in the history of the Jewish people. This means that we're not talking about a natural order that goes on and on, even if God is behind it. But we're speaking more about God at the forefront, about God as our ruler, as our king, as one who influences our lives. And so in a certain way, the themes of Rosh Hashanah call on us to put on the back burner what is really significant for us on a regular Rosh Chodesh. It's for that reason, I think, that in the end, although there are all kinds of reasons for it, Rosh Chodesh becomes de-emphasized for us when we come to observe Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. It's an experience for each one of us to concentrate on God's role in the universe. And so that automatic aspect, even if we know that it's really not automatic, gets put on the back burner. So let's hope that this year, when we don't say Birkat HaChodesh, we'll realize that it's because of the fact that we're about to emphasize a different aspect of God's power and influence on us. And let's hope that when we come to the Yom HaDin, we will remember that that ever-present influence is really what we are commemorating. Shana Tova u'metukah.